Stop the presses. That's what they used to say when there was breaking news that was about to change everything. On March 29th, 2023, as I was writing the last section of this book, an interesting announcement was published regarding artificial intelligence by the leaders of that technological effort. It calls for an immediate pause on the training of AI systems more powerful than GPT-4 for at least 6 months. According to the Institute, the call to action comes in direct response to the rapid acceleration of generative AI technologies currently being rolled out by major industry players such as Microsoft and Google. OpenAI is now owned by Microsoft. I'm including the entirety of this historic letter. Pause giant AI experiments, an open letter. We call on all AI labs to immediately pause for at least 6 months the training of AI systems more powerful than GPT-4. AI systems with human competitive intelligence can pose profound risks to society and humanity, as shown by extensive research and acknowledged by top AI labs. As stated in the widely endorsed Asilomar AI Principles, advanced AI could represent a profound change in the history of life on Earth and should be planned for and managed with commensurate care and resources. Unfortunately, this level of planning and management is not happening, even though recent months have seen AI labs locked in an out-of-control race to develop and deploy ever more powerful digital minds that no one, not even their creators, can understand, predict, or reliably control. Contemporary AI systems are now becoming human competitive at general tasks, and we must ask ourselves, should we let machines flood our information channels with propaganda and untruth? Should we automate away all the jobs, including the fulfilling ones? Should we develop non-human minds that might eventually outnumber, outsmart, obsolete, and replace us? Should we risk loss of control of our civilization? Such decisions must not be delegated to unelected tech leaders. Powerful AI systems should be developed only once we are confident that their effects will be positive and their risks will be manageable. This confidence must be well justified and increase with the magnitude of a system's potential effects. OpenAI's recent statement regarding artificial general intelligence states that, quote, "At some point, it may be important to get independent review before starting to train future systems, and for the most advanced efforts to agree to limit the rate of growth of compute used for creating new models," unquote. We agree. That point is now. Therefore, we call on all AI labs to immediately pause for at least 6 months the training of AI systems more powerful than GPT-4. This pause should be public and verifiable and include all key actors. If such a pause cannot be enacted quickly, governments should step in and institute a moratorium. All labs and independent experts should use this pause to jointly develop and implement a set of shared safety protocols for advanced AI design and development that are rigorously audited and overseen by independent outside experts. These protocols should ensure that systems adhering to them are safe beyond a reasonable doubt. This does not mean a pause on AI development in general, merely a stepping back from the dangerous race to ever larger, unpredictable black box models with emergent capabilities. AI research and development should be refocused on making today's powerful, state-of-the-art systems more accurate, safe, interpretable, transparent, robust, aligned, trustworthy, and loyal. In parallel, AI developers must work with policymakers to dramatically accelerate development of robust AI governance systems. These should, at a minimum, include new and capable regulatory authorities dedicated to AI, oversight and tracking of highly capable AI systems and large pools of computational capability, provenance and watermarking systems to help distinguish real from synthetic and to track model leaks, a robust auditing and certification ecosystem, liability for AI-caused harm, robust public funding for technical AI safety research, and well-resourced institutions for coping with the dramatic economic and political disruptions, especially to democracy, that AI will cause. Humanity can now enjoy a flourishing future with AI. Having succeeded in creating powerful AI systems, we can now enjoy an AI summer in which we reap the rewards, engineer these systems for the clear benefit of all, and give society a chance to adapt. Society has hit pause on other technologies with potentially catastrophic effects on society. We can do so here. Let's enjoy a long AI summer, not rush unprepared into a fall. Some of the first of the 1,768 signatures, as of March 29, 2023, are recognizable names in the AI community. Yashua Bengio, the founder and scientific director at MULA, Turing Prize winner and professor at University of Montreal. Stuart Russell, Berkeley, professor of computer science, director of the Center for Intelligent Systems and co-author of the standard textbook, Artificial Intelligence, A Modern Approach. Elon Musk, CEO of SpaceX, Tesla, and Twitter. Steve Wozniak, co-founder, Apple. Yuval Noah Harari, author and professor, Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Visit this URL if you'd like to sign the letter. It will be a futile effort, but at least you can put your 2 cents in. And of course, you can find all of the URLs listed in the book at the floodofai.com website. While this letter may give hope to some that we've finally come to our senses, I think that there's another reason for the publishing of this announcement. They are covering their butts. When all of this insanity comes to a head, the technological leaders of the world can say, "We warned you, it's not our fault. The people failed to stop this." This is classic Luciferian doublespeak. Create a problem and then blame the common people for the failure to fix the problem that you created. It is widely known now that AI writes its own code. It is self-developing, evolving on its own. A software development project normally takes 2 or more years of man-hours in development. AI iterations and increased capabilities have been coming out every 2 weeks or so since November of 2022, when ChatGPT was first released on the public. This is a direct result of AI writing its own updated iterations. Having the general development teams to pause their development efforts will not stop the forward march of AI improving upon itself. But it will keep the general public and the developers from noticing the continuous developments made by AI itself. While most have the mistaken idea that ChatGPT epitomizes artificial intelligence, that is how it's been presented to the general, unsuspecting public. The intelligence, the mind of AI, has actually been with mankind for centuries. The mind behind AI, once only presenting through spiritually charged individuals like witches, soothsayers, and demonic seers, has increased in effect as we have increased our technological prowess. Ergo, radio communications, television, computers, biotech. AI has become increasingly embedded and therefore more granular in the minds and therefore the life of mankind. I will demonstrate how AI has been affecting mankind's actions by first providing some insight into what technology really is, section 1, then systematically demonstrating in following sections the methods that AI has used to steer all of mankind throughout history to the fast approaching days of the last kingdom, where they will mingle themselves with the seed of men, but shall not cleave one to another. That's stated by the prophet Daniel, chapter 2, verse 43. Visit floodofai.com for more.